You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
So I want to get your thoughts on our What's the Tea topic today. And the topic comes from you today, everybody. So there's something I posted on Instagram yesterday that I saw on a friend's Instagram. And it says, and another thing, if we dated before 25, you're not my ex. You're my childhood friend. What constitutes an ex to you? And we had a discussion with the producers this morning, and I said, if I've never told you I love you, right? Mm-hmm. I don't consider you my ex. If we were not together for too long, and by too long, I mean 4 years, I struggle to consider you a valuable ex, because for me, a valuable relationship is a relationship that's taken that long, for instance, right? If I've never traveled with you, right? Mm. I don't consider you an ex. What do you consider an ex?
Some
people are extreme. Are like, if I were nyala, if I'm not married to you and we were never married.
A part of me is like, if my mother never met you, I don't consider you my ex. But in fairness, and weirdly enough, someone this week said to me, you're still my crush. So I was like, oh, this is news to me. He's like, what are you talking about? We went on a date. I'm like, was that a date? So for me, I think there has to have been an I love you and a minimum of 2 months. I mean, if we went to a restaurant, minimum. I'm talking bare minimum.
Well, Sinazo, the producer, also said that she was with someone, I think, in high school for 3 months, and she considers that person their ex. And I said, stop joking.
In high school?
Yeah, was it high school or varsity? Varsity, apparently. I mean, I was with someone at varsity for a year. I'm sorry, I don't consider you my ex.
No, you're whack. Why?
It was varsity. Like, it wasn't that deep.
Don't act like you're a whole other person all of a sudden. That person gave you a year of their lives.
Well,
you guys probably spoke about being together forever, and now here you are saying...
We didn't. And that's what I've never... Did I say I love you? Maybe in the heat of the moment. But I've never intentionally sat down and I said, during a nice candlelight dinner, I said, I really love you and I want to be with you in the future.
My grandmother would love you. My late grandmother, may your soul rest in peace. She used to say to me, you know, wait tolle in the meantime.
Yeah.
How talk your boyfriend? Yeah. Just in the meantime.
You don't even know that it is in the meantime. You're just in the moment. And then you realize later. And I mean, I mean, sometimes my friends think I'm crazy, but I always say, in my whole entire life, I've only had 2 meaningful relationships. And I've dated, right?
It's
but
your
there's
ex,
2 relationships that are like, they were meaningful. And those relationships were over 5 years, both of them, from when I was in high school or secondary school and now, recently. And those, for me, are what I consider a relationship, because I understood what love is. I understood what a relationship is. I was invested. So when out to some over Zabatur, oh yeah, we dated 3 months. No, stop it.
No, also, if you ghosted somebody, they get excluded from having been considered dated.
Yeah.
If you ghosted me, I'll never tell anybody you are my ex. You never existed as well.
Okay, let's hear what the listeners have to say. What constitutes an ex to you, right? 011-883-0702. I'm going to take your calls. You can send me a WhatsApp voice note as well on 072-702-1702. Do you think I'm being extreme when I say 3 months is not, like, don't consider that person an ex? What do you think? I mean, some people are extreme. They say, listen, if I am not married to you or we don't have a kid together, then we're not exes. Lebogile says she was tempted to say, if you haven't met my mom, then we're not exes. And my problem, guys, is even when you go home sometimes, you often hear, but oh, can't you know Jolale Mama? Oh, you were dating this person. You're like, yeah? Huh? It's like, yeah, this person says you guys went out. Yeah, maybe for a date or for 2 months or for a year. Or do you think a year is sufficient for you to classify that person as your ex? It's 18 before 12.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement.
On 702.
So it's 15 minutes before 12 o'clock. I'm going straight to your calls now on 011-883-0702. KB, you calling from Rosebank. What constitutes an ex to you, man?
Hi, Clement. So people like feeling special unnecessarily, man. If you haven't met my mom, you're not an ex. And it shouldn't be by mistake where I was sneaking you out. You know? must be a prophet seduction.
Not to KB.
That has never happened.
Yeah.
You can't be an ex. Our register is just going to be too crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So are you the type, KB, that introduces your partner to your mom as soon as you see things are serious? Do you then go and say, yeah. Ma? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have two people that I've ever been in a relationship with, my ex and my current partner.
Mm.
And I mean, even having a kid doesn't mean you're my ex. I mean, things happen and then, you know, I'm the dad, you're the mom, but you're not my ex.
Yeah.
So and we need to be real to each other.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, advice on our KB. Like, yeah, we were, like, exactly. For 2 months in Yana, yeah.
Mistakes happen. Mistakes happen in that process. So just because a mistake that is big enough happens doesn't mean now you're an ex. No, man.
Yeah,
let's be real on another.
I've got you. I've got you. KB is calling us from Rosebank. Here's an interesting one. Wawisang on Twitter says, Clement, Kiri, if we never produced another human being together, you're not my ex. You can meet my whole family for all I care, even get engaged. No human, no connection, please. Wow. And then Zalaika says, Clement, what's up with you in 4 years? Before you pay for a holiday for your bae, you must have been together for 4 years, and now this. Awamadi Major. This is what Zalaika says there on Twitter. Voice notes are also coming through on 072-702-1702.
Guys, there's always a Mr. Right and a Mr. Right Now. And no, Mr. Right Now is never allowed to refer to himself as your ex when you break up. No, 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 no.
Morning, Clement. If you date someone for 3 months, that is not your ex. But if you date someone for a year, even if it's from primary school, that one, she's your ex. Ronin Randbeck.
I don't know. But what if you were together with someone for 2 years, but that wasn't meaningful? Like, you were just whiling away time. Why is there pressure then to consider that as, oh, yeah, we were together, we are exes? I don't know. I really, really don't know. Someone here says, hi, Clement, if we break up, I don't know you. I don't have exes. Another person says, Retabile here. If we don't have a child together, you're not my ex. I have one son and expecting my baby girl. No more kids after this. I've dated two men. Get married to this one and that's it. That's what Retabile is saying there.
Clement, it doesn't matter if it was primary school, high school, tertiary, at work last week, or 35 minutes or 35 years. If I never said to you, I love you, you are not my ex. If you wasted your own time, that's on you.
And I think that's fair in terms of, like, I love you. Because what? Huh? What is an ex? Maybe you guys were friends. And that's why it's important to define things in the beginning, guys. It's so important to be so transparent about what you're looking for and what you've got the capacity for, right? Because that then resolves these confusions. But if someone has not even said, I love you, huh? And they meant it, and you know they meant it, and you've said it to them as well, why are we considering each other exes? Famolo, you're calling from Midrand. Hi. Ooh, we've just lost Famolo there. Let's call Famolo back. In the meantime, let me play some of your voice notes that are coming through.
No, 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 Clement. You're being extreme. You can't date someone for a year and then you don't consider them your ex. How come? As long as only you guys have dated, then get ex your how. As long as you dated, I get only you guys dated, then it's your ex. Judith in Pretoria.
All right, Judith, let's change the wording then. We were seeing each other. Is that better? Is that better?
Hi, Clement Bileni here. If you say 2 years and it was not serious, so what were you guys doing this whole time? Were you just having fun? Were you not talking about the future? Were you just, when you say it was not serious, I'm trying to figure that out. What is not serious? It was just casual. For 2 years? No, I don't think so.
Maybe it was casual. Like, people were just having fun. I don't know. I think that's why I said, to me, there's only, there's only like those few that you consider they were meaningful relationship, right? Sometimes that's why I said you can be with someone for 2 years, but you guys are not really into this thing. You're just seeing each other. You love being with each other, but are you committed to one another? Are you committed?
Hi, Clement. You know, if I wasn't heartbroken during our breakup, then you're not my ex.
Yeah, if I wasn't heartbroken, no. Does heartbreak now become a factor?
Yo, batung Clemente. Yo, oh, heartbreak, batung. Date for 2 weeks, and then you call it quits. Awa, awa, batung. And for the whole year, and you say it's not an ex. Awa, Clemente, come on. Palisa ko DK.
Palisa, if it wasn't meaningful to me, no, let's not. Let's not define it that way.
Hi there, Clement. In my opinion, an ex only qualifies if it was a monogamous relationship. If it was one of those where it's unclassified, we're still working it out, we're going through a situation, please, please. That one was an assignment for group input. Call here.
Okay. Situationship. says that's how you must define it. Casey, you're in Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just planning to say that Clement, the first cut is definitely the deepest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if you are in primary school or you are in high school. Well, that's my personal experience.
Yeah.
I'm just echoing on what Kat Stevens said.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Casey, and that's why I always consider my first relationship to be my first love, because I really was in love and I was just in secondary school. And that's the first time I was exposed to, wow, you love someone and that idea of love. But did I date other people there when I was in grade 2 maybe, or I don't know, grade 6? Sure, I did. Are they exes? Absolutely not. But yeah, the first love, I agree with you there. It's the deepest.
Definitely from my personal experience.
Yeah. All right, Casey.
Lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, Casey. Thank you so much for calling us, Casey. In Pretoria. Yeah, do you guys remember your first love? Maybe one day we should do a show about that. Yeah, I think my first love still listens to this show. She's probably listening now, actually. Hello, first love. And then, yeah, why Ikitsi? She knows herself. But that was the first love. Do you forget about the first love? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. That's really, really the deepest. But then there's the first love, and then there's you experiencing the world. And then there's you meet one after experiencing the world, between your first love and experiencing the world. And then you find meaningful love because you're old now. You understand these things much better. And I think that is probably the most important, probably more than the first love. What do you think?
Good afternoon, Clement. How are you? This is Anton Thomas. What defines an ex to me is if I was intimate with her when I went out of the 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. But if I was intimate with her, she becomes my ex. If I was not intimate with her, it was just a bad friendship when we break up. It was a bad friendship that didn't work as friends. But that's my opinion. An ex is somebody when you are intimate with her.
Yo.
That's it. Thank you, Clement.
Thank you. That's an interesting way to look at it. Imagine if then an ex classifies as someone you are intimate with. How many exes do you guys have? How many exes then do you have if it's on the basis of someone you are intimate with? Famulu, you're calling us from Midrand. Hi.
Hi, Clement. So, you know, for me, the person that I don't regard as my ex is the person that I've met after my wife. So I know that I've had a couple of people that that I've spoken to say after meeting my wife. So you know what? Those are not my exes, whether I've told them that I love them or not, but then I don't regard them as my exes.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Vamulo, thank you for your call. More voice notes.
Hello, Clement. I think as long as the two of you have got emotional attachment and you decide to break that, you automatically become exes. That's my view.
Hi, Clement. Look, I mean, whether you dated for 2 months or a month, your ex is your ex if you break up. I mean, even on your CV, you will put there that you worked for X company for 3 months and X company for 5 years or whatever. So if you can put it on your CV to make it look impressive, then so must you must do for your exes. Whether it's a day, 2 days, the fact that y'all hooked up at some point, whether it was for 3 days, whatever, whatever, you know, or a piece job, but it's still a job. So you dated and you're no longer dating, so it's your ex. The period doesn't matter. Over King, not Cliff.
Over King. No, I used to work for a TV station a couple of years ago. We can't mention the name of this TV station because it's been erased in our memories. The most terrible place I've ever worked at. It's not on my CV. It's not. Because I don't want that part of my life to be reflected even on my CV. So I don't agree that even when you work for places, even if it's just for 2 months, then you put it up. No. And easy.
Morning, Clement. According to me, ex is somebody's either you broke her heart or she broke your heart after being relationship. That is your ex. Or my ex, but if there is no any heart that is broken, no ex there. Malamu here. Thank you.
Okay, Malamu. Interesting thoughts. 3 minutes before 12.